Hang on, Theo.
So they're gonna bring the sticks out here, as they're gonna measure this one. If he is short, it'll be a fourth down and very manageable. 4:47 left in the fourth quarter. And then the umpire is putting the ball. It depends what way he's facing. 4:47 left in the fourth. 16-14. USA leading by 2 points, facing perhaps a fourth down in less than a yard to go. Or it is a first down and 10. They have not brought the sticks out. The official is still trying to square this one away. Apparently, due to COVID, you can't come near the sticks.
If they do give him the first down, you may see the Cass City coaches come unglued.
And now they're bringing him out. With the spot on the field, that is going to be a first down.
Well, we talked about that chess match that they're playing on, where they're running the ball, trying to guess who's calling what. Cass City guessed right on that play.
Reese touchdown, 23-12, and now Lakers response, 23-20 with 10:34 left in regulation. So Reese hanging on to a 3-point lead, and this is a first down by 6 inches. The entire length of the football is in front of the sticks. Move the chains for USA, despite how they got there. First and 10 for the Patriots inside Cass City territory. We are 4 minutes and 47 seconds away from this one being done.
Tough run. USA holding the ball. The big thing, they're keeping the Cass City offense off the field. If they can sustain this, go down, score, it could be the game. Cass City's going to have to tighten up, get a stop here.
Mayville leading Deckerville at the end of the third quarter in eight-player football, 28-24 in Deckerville. Not too many teams going to Deckerville and come home with a win. We'll see how that one comes out in the last 12 minutes. First and 10 from the 46-yard line for USA inside Cass City territory, leading by 2 points, 16-14. Connor Gettle under center, three-man backfield. Handoff to Braylon Ballard, trying to find something and falls forward across the 45 down to the 44. It is a gain of 2 on the play, brought down by Aiden Torres as well as Matt Mahalik for Kansas City's defense. Second down and 8.
Ballard tiptoeing his way through, defenders flying in on his legs. Nice moves to even pick up the 3 that he did.
Second down, 8 to go from the 44 of Kansas City. USA in absolutely no hurry here. As they're trying to milk this clock, trying to keep the ball away from the potent Cass City Redhawks. Trying to run away from Perry in their last 4 plays. Evan Voles leads the USA Patriots up to the line of scrimmage. Connor Gettle gets the snap. Rolling for his left, keeping for himself. There's flags flying in the backfield, and Connor Gettle's going to be brought down for a loss of 7 in the play as Cass City's defense swarms into the backfield, about 5 jerseys all over Connor Gettle. And we're going to see what this flag is. The ball is marked down right at midfield. This will be a third down and 14 if the ball play stands. But the flag is inside of the Cass City, pretty much where the linebacking core was in that last play.
Well, we've called Herford's name a few times today. At defensive end, he held the end, brought the quarterback back inside. That was blown up by Herford. He was 5 yards in the backfield.
It's a hold against USA, called by the umpire. So they're gonna decline and basically take the down instead of the yards, based on the 7-yard loss. So if they decline the flag, it'll be third down and 14, or it'll be second down and 18. Belly has declined officially, so now third down and 15 for midfield. 3:23 left in regulation. USA 16, Kansas City 14. Ed, what does Josh Hahn have in his pocket here?
Well, we'll see. Third and long. I think if they can get it in a fourth and manageable, which is what, 4 and 10 is what we decided.
Yes,
on that.
Yes, indeed.
I don't know. They've been coming out with just the T formation. Maybe they mix something up here. I'd roll Gettle out and let him use his athletic ability.
Oh, that's how they got that 7-yard loss in the last play.
Well,
11th play of this drive. Start at the 22-yard line. They're at midfield. Connor Gettle in the tee under center. Third down and 14. First down marker at the 36. Hand off to Walker Foley. Has positive yards. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage and then crossed the 45 down to the 44. So it'll be fourth down and 8. Upcoming for USA, and we have a timeout called by Cass City with 2:48 left in the fourth quarter. Now, Ed Klump, obviously some clock management going on here from Cass City, trying to make give him as the best chance as possible, just depending if they can come up with a stop here on fourth and 8. What is Josh Hans trying to set up here? We saw a handoff to Walker Foley up the gut. Do they go back to that spread? They've had good luck actually finding some seams inside of that T formation.
Yeah, you think that's what they're going to do. With Gettle being that the quarterback, I would roll him out, give him a little bit of a pass option on this. If he doesn't see anything he likes, tuck it and run. Worst case scenario, you're going to run some time off the clock or make Cassidy use a timeout.
2:48 left in regulation. 16-14, USA leading by 2 points. We haven't had a score since the first drive of the second half, which was at the 5:52 mark. In the third quarter, when Cassidy's Bryce Rinald dove in from 3 yards out. The two-point conversion was no good. That is your difference maker in this ballgame so far. USA 2-for-2 on two-point conversions. Cassidy 1-for-2. And looks like they are punting as their USA is coming out with a few different personnel changes. As they're bringing Chase Payne in now. Sitting down number 75, Dakota Miller.
Plenty of time left in the game for Cass City, too.
And two timeouts to go. So, Connor Gettle is staying at his own 45-yard line. They're going to try and pin Cass City deep. Mind you, Connor Gettle will be punting into a strong southwest wind. Looks like it's died down just a hint since we kicked off this game at 7. Deep back, Bryce Fernald at his own 15-yard line for Cass City. Fourth down and 8 for USA. There's the whistle. 2:48 left in regulation. Cassidy trying to bring the house here. Flags fly, and this is going to be an offsides, and encroachment on the defense. Alex Perry crept up to the line there on the left side and got across the neutral zone, and this will be a false start against USA. I take that back.
Yeah, I think Ballard might have been leaning back a little bit too much. Took a step almost.
So, well, the one good thing is 1 second went off the clock if you're USA. Now, that's the only good thing there. Fourth down and 13 now from the Cass City 49-yard line. Connor Gettle at his 40-yard line. Awaiting the snap to punt this one away. Two deep back now for Cass City. A little bit of a high snap. Connor Gettle is able to get it off. Nice kick into the wind. Bounces at the 13, actually brought in by Perry in stride. He breaks through his first tackle, coming down the sideline, has one man to beat, cuts back inside, he's off for the races. Brought down by Braylon Ballard at the 26-yard line. A huge return from the 16-yard line by Alex Perry all the way into USA territory. 2:32 left in regulation, and Cass City will start at the USA 26-yard line.
Yeah, I think the wind really helped Perry on that. He had to run up for the ball. He was in a full head of steam when he caught the ball, and he looked like he was just shot out of a cannon from there.
Timeout USA, that's their first of the second half. 2:32 left in the fourth quarter. Both teams with two timeouts remaining. All right, Ed, we've seen it's been the Alex Perry show this second half. Does Cassidy and Scott Cuthrell go right back to their number 44?
Yes, you have enough time on the clock. You have your timeouts. I'd say feed Perry. I think we're going to give a big dose of Perry.
Just 26 yards in front of him. Trying to take the lead here for the first time tonight. 2:32 left in regulation. First and 10 for Cassidy, still in their timeout, called by USA.
Another thing to keep in mind, they are with the wind. A little play action pass would be kind of neat right now.
I thought you were going to suggest the field goal and win by one.
Oh, Clark, you'd love that.
I would. Bad Axe leads Vassar 41-0 in the third quarter still. Mayville leads by 12 now, 36-24 over Deckerville, 11:50 left in the fourth. First and 10 for Cassidy at the 26 of USA. Hand off to number 3, Jordan Mester. Breaks out of his first tackle, still on his feet. Comes down close to the first down marker at the 18-yard line. Brought down by number 18, Chase Payne as well. An 8-yard gain, second down and 2. Clock rolls to 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Still rolling down. Bryce Fernald back in the huddle already.
Tough run by